Yeah. All right, Rabbi Say. We spoke about last week Rav Dessler's famous kasha. How's it possible to control? You can do it once, twice, three times. He compares it to a spring. First time you can hold it down. Second time, third time, fourth time it platzes. Not only when it platzes, the spring goes flying, but all the ritzenius that you kept back from all the three times, the fourth time it's there. So how does one change? How does one control himself? We brought down Chaim Friedlander, who says a moridei kavod, and we said a moshel of a person who has steak and pizza. Steak and pizza in front of him. He chooses the steak over the pizza. It's not pshat that he's controlling himself not to eat pizza. The steak is better. So my mindset when I go towards controlling myself has to be in a oifen chiyuvi, in a positive way, than not doing it, but I want to do it the other way because of whatever schar, or because of what I'll be zeichet to, of what it's going to give me. I want to say a different nakuda over here, along those lines. A moridika gemara in the Doran. Now, this is, she learned it inside together. It's a hafladika gemara. But Shimon HaTzadik. Mi yomai lo achalti oshem nozir tome. And Shimon HaTzadik, who was a Kohen for 40 years, he lived with Zman HaMikdosh, where the Olam was in a Moridik HaHai Madrega. V'yomei lo achalti oshem nozir tome, ela pam achas. I never ate an oshem that a nozir brought if he had to bring a korban nozir, because after his nazirus, what's a nozir? A nozir is, comes along and he says, I want to be a nozir for 30 days. I want to be a kaddish v'toy for 30 days. I'm not going to drink wine. I'm not going to become Tommy Lameis. I'm going to just let my hair grow. I'm going to be porish from Olam Hazeh, no shaychus to Olam Hazeh. He becomes a kaddish. Torah calls him a kaddish. And Rav Shimon HaTzadik never ate from the korbanos that they brought afterwards. Why? Because he was scared after they had charata halfway. You know, they did an avera, or perhaps they got a nisoyan, and they suddenly on the, what we call the minute, in a moment of hisairus, they decide, you know what, I'm doing 30 days. Right? It's gone up in, as the dollar goes down, it went up to 40 days today. But then it was 30 days. 30 days, and he became a nozir. So Shimon HaTzadik never wanted to eat from their korban because he always felt perhaps there was a shtickel charota. I can't make it. I can't make it. Look what I'm losing. Only once. What was the story? Ba'adam echad nozir min adorum. Came from the dorum. One nozir. V'ra'isif shu yifei naim. I saw this guy turns up to bring his korban off to Naziris. He was a good-looking boy. Beautiful eyes. V'toiv ro'i. Very good looking. The ktsais of Suduras loytal talim. And he had beautiful long hair. I would say blonde, but I don't think it works that way. But Yifei and I, Toiv Roi, he was a gewaldig. Even Shimon HaTzadik turned around and said, oh, this is a good looking kid. Amati le bani. I said to him, bani, my son, ma ra'isa la hashchis esara chazu. What were you intending to do over here to spoil your whole look by letting your hair grow long, not taking care of it? You're a good-looking kid. Omali, he said, Roy Aisi. The Hafladiki Gemara. Roy Aisi. I was a shepherd. La Abba Be'iri, for my father. Halachti the malus maim in a mine. I went to fill up water from the well. V'niskalkalti b'voya shali. And I looked at my shadow. And I saw, I'm Taka, a good-looking kid. I'm standing in front of a mirror. and I see, wow, this is something, you know what I mean? I'm going to go out there. They're all going to come flocking to me. Right? And the Yetzirah chat me. You know what? One time, go down over there. Guy like you, you're not going to just pick up some a loser like Mindy. You're going to pick up something good. Right? Upachas alav Yitzri. Right? Yari Yitzhara. Ubikish the Tordainim in the Oilom. And he asked, the Yitzhara wanted to take him out of this world. The Yitzhara wanted to kill him. The Tordainim in the Oilom. Omaltiloi Rosha. I said to him, Rosha. Loma atom is goya ba Oilom she'ena shulcha. I turned around and I said to my Yetzirah, why are you being a Balgaiva in a world that doesn't belong to you? It's not yours. But Misha Osid Liyos Rima Vasaleya. Why are you being a Balgaiva about yourself in a world where you don't belong or it doesn't belong to you? When you're going to be after 120 Rima Vasaleya, you're going to be just worms. Avoida, I decided, I made up my mind, Shagalacha L'Shem Shemayim. I'm going to make sure that this beautiful hair that I have, I'm going to give it to Shem Shemayim. I'm going to come and nozit. Miyad, said Shimon HaTzadik, Omadati v'nishakti al roishoy. I got up and I kissed him on his forehead. Omadati lo b'ni k'moicha yirubu nezirin nezires b'Yisrael. Like you should be plenty nezirim in Klal Yisrael. Tomorrow the Kamaisa. Pachas alai Yitzri, and all he said was, Rosh Shalom Atam is Gaia Bo'olam Sheinu Shulcho. Why are you being a Balgaiva on a world that doesn't belong to you? He's talking about himself. On a person that's not his world, or it doesn't belong to him, it's not him, it's the Ribbono Shel'Olam's Matana. But Misha Osid, in the future, you're going to be lying there, flat out, Rima Vasaleya. Full of worms, in and out. So he chapped himself, he had a minute of clarity, and he suddenly chapped. He suddenly caught on, what's going on over here? On the spot. He's doing it the Shem Shemayim. The Shail is over here, Kiyafli Neder. On Nozir, the Torah uses a Lashon from Pele. Pele means it's a wonder. When a guy takes on a Kabbalah, 30 days, takes on a Kabbalah, I'm becoming a Nazir. Takes on a Kabbalah. For 30 days, Shimon HaTzadik didn't want to eat from him. Even if he had a shtikl charota halfway, that's part of his avoda, that's part of his yetzahara, beseda. But he's doing 30 days, give him respect. You're not going to eat from his korban? Because he might have had a havamina on the way. Only one person. One person. Had a Yetzahara, he stood in front of the mirror before he got on the bus, and he said, wow, what a piece. And he suddenly chapped. The jeans are right in place, everything's in place. Beautiful, look at what I look like. They're going to flock. And then he suddenly chapped in a minute of clarity. Lomatam isgoy, where you being a Balgaiva, ba'olam she'ena shulcha. In a world that doesn't belong to you, something that doesn't, it's not really you, you're going to be in, not 120, after 120, you're going to be Rima Vasaleya. That's what it's all about. That's what it is. That guy, yeah, he is a Kodesh. But anybody else is not. What's Pshat in the Gemara? Pshat is a Tamuridika vot. Daniel Moshovitz was the last Rosh Hashiva in Keln. He said a Muridika daher. There's two ways of fighting the Yetzirah. There's one, the regular way of fighting the Yetzirah is I fall into a Machshava and then I get his Seiris and I say, no, it's not going to happen. I'm being makabal on myself. I take on my 40 days. I do make it, I don't make it. Even if I do make it, did anything change afterwards? Do I want to carry on the 40 days? Or, Shah is, the oil's up for me. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I can prove to myself that I can do it. I'm a man of principles. I've got a backbone. Okay, now that I know I can do it, now let me enjoy myself. The normal mentality of a person is, like Rav Dessler's kash is, we take Yiddishkeit sitting on a spring once, twice, three times, and then we blow it. And it's all over again. We start again and we get depressed. And we start again, we try, and we go down again. This is what we call the constant, what we live through. And we can go through 70, 80, 100 years, the same route, same thing, every few days, or every week, every 3 weeks, we have our downs. We look back and we say, did anything change? Yeah, I did it. I made Sfiras HaOmer all the way through. Ah, Gevaldige Kabbalah. Did it change me? Did I do anything? Do I know what I'm saying? I'm even doing it not getting paid. Das ist schon etwas. That's the normal way of going about it. But then there's a new mahalach, says Rav Daniel, of this Gemara. Sometimes we have a minute, what we call a minute of clarity. A minute of clarity. A minute of clarity, something that hits you in the face. What the Gemara says, Ubikesh litordeni min ha'olam, the Yetzirah wanted to force me out of my world. He wanted to make sure that I'm a real loser and that I've got nothing, I've got no shaykhs with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Litordeni min ha'olam, omalti loy, rosha, loma ata mizgai ba'olam she'ena shelcha. It's not me. This is not my world. This is not the world that I want to be in. It's past finished. I don't belong there. It's not me. It's not my world. I'm in a different world. I'm somewhere else. I'm in a olam she'ena shelcha. What the Yetzirah is trying to get me is a world that doesn't really belong to me. It's not mine. I don't belong there. In that minute of clarity when I understand that I don't belong there and I don't want to really be there. And down the road I'm going to have charata 50 times for being down there. I can't control myself. Oh, but it's not my world. Gives a Meridic a marshal, a king, sitting in the chariot. He's going through the town and he sees a few kids playing in the field, in a muddy field. They're playing ball and the king, he's got to play ball again. So he makes two cheshbonis. You can make the regular cheshbon that we all make. I'll get my clothes dirty. I'm a king. I'll get my clothes dirty. It's not worth it. So that's one part of control. If the Yetzirah is too big, he might actually go down the chariot and he'll get his clothes dirty. Big deal. Or he can turn around and say, I'm a king. I can't play over there. It's pasminished. I'm a king. I don't belong there. Is that controlling yourself or putting yourself in a different category? It's not shaykh to me. I don't have any shaykhs with it. It's not my world. Is that controlling or is it putting yourself in a different world? When Yosef had the nisoyin of Potiphera, he saw his father's by the window. Chazal tell us that he understood that if he's over the Avera, he won't have his name on the Choshen, on the Ephod, on the Choshen, the Ephod of the Kohen Gadol. He'll be missing his name. Yosef suddenly, if I do the Avera, this is the world I'm going to be missing. this is something that I'll never be able to get back. I don't belong here with Potiphera. I belong somewhere else. I belong in Klal Yisrael. I want to be part of the Shiftei Kor. That's how he controlled himself. Picked himself up and ran outside. And the schus of the Nisoyin, that Yosef, Yisoyin Tzadik, Tzadik Yisoyin Olam. That's why the Kriyas Yamsuf, the schus Yosef, Ra'a Reina Shel Yosef. He saw the Aaron of Yosef. So the water split. What did he see? What, Moshe Rabbeinu Klal Yisrael wasn't enough? Yosef had a certain serious nefesh, but it was a minute of clarity. This is where I'm going to be if I do the Avera. This is who I am. I am one of the Shiftei Kor, and if I do the Avera, I'm not going to be on the Koyim's Choshen. It's going to be missing my stone. But Olam She'enu Shelcha, this is not my world. That's a different way of controlling yourself. It's a whole, total different way. This is something that Bechlal, you take the Nisoyin to a different level. It's not even, you're not sitting on a kvit, you're not sitting on a spring. It's past finished. I have a shot of eating pizza or steak, I eat steak. Am I controlling myself from pizza? No. It's not negeya, the pizza. On that, Shimon HaTzadik turned around and said, oh, this is an emerson, Nosse. Shakti Baroshe, he kissed him on his forehead and he said, Halavai ala Nazirus, all the Nazirim should be that way. It shouldn't come from a minute of Isairus, or I've got to do it and I'm controlling myself. It's got to come from a point of view of Elom Chor. It's not Shayach to you. I live in a different world, I come from somewhere else. The Mordechai Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, in Sha'arei Teshuva, he talks about doing tshuva, different drachim of doing tshuva. So one of the ways is, he says, Kasheyishma Musa Chacham, suddenly you hear Musa Shmus. And you come to the Hakara that you've got to be Chayze B'tshuva. And you're Makabal and you're Leiv, all the Divrei Techochis. Bine Isha Zeh, Berega Cotton, in one small minute, goes out from darkness to lightness. Why? Says Rabbeinu Yonah. From the moment that he hears the Musa, and his heart understands, and he's Makabal. He's makabel on himself to be chayze b'tshuva. Also b'yodei ha'tshuva. V'nepach le'ish achi, becomes a different person. And not only does he become a different person, says Rabbeinu Yonah, he gets the scha, says v'yelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael. They went and they did the Korban Pesach. The Mechiyad also, did they do it straight away? Says Chazal. Well, I lost out our boss, they only did it on the 14th. Ela shekiblu, ela kiven shekiblu aleim la'aseh, since they were makabal on themselves to do, ma'ala ha'kosuv kira osu. The Pasuk considers it as if they did it already. V'yelcho v'yasu, they went ahead and brought the Korban Pesach on Yud Nisan. They tied it to their bedside. Says the Gemara, says the Torah, v'yelcho v'yasu. They didn't do it yet, they didn't shech the Korban. But because they were makabal on themselves, and they accepted that they're going to do it, says the pasuk considers it if it's done already. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, from here we learn that the minute that you're makabal to do tshuva, and you're makabal to do all al pi derech ha-Torah, the Torah considers if it's already done. So Mordechai Chiddush, a person who's a bal aveira and he's makabal on himself. It's Kamosha also, it's already as if he did. He's Kona Beliboy, Kona Lanafshe, Schus V'scha Al Kola Mitzvahs. He gets the Schus and the Scha on all Mitzvahs. What happened over here? Did anything change? You became a tzaddik overnight? Here the Gemara, here lies the Chiddush. And this is what Shimon HaTzadik means. Lama atam izgoyer ba'olam she'eino shelcha. The minute a person realizes that this is not my world, I belong in a different world, I'm somebody else, it's past minished, I don't belong there. When you have that self-pride in you of who you are, Rabbeinu Yoina says that the first madrega in tshuva, says Rabbeinu Yoina, is to understand your self-worth. Erech atzma, your own self-worth, says Rabbeinu Yoina. That's the first you saw it in tshuva. In Shah Veda, Rabbeinu Yoina says, Leida erech atzma, to know your own self-worth. What do you mean your own self-worth? You're a Balgaiva. To have self-esteem. The Torah says name. Self-worth doesn't mean that I hold myself for a Balgaiva. I belong somewhere else. I'm the king in the chariot that says I'm a king and therefore I don't belong over there in the field. Not because I have choshev clothes on. Because I'm a different metzias. The minute I put myself into a world, I'm holding by doing it because that's where I belong. That's the olam I want to see. Says the Torah, oh, he's in a different world. The Rebbeinu Shlomo looks at him differently. It's considered as if he did it. He's the same person. He's not the same person. He was nirshal, a seder. He's a balavera. But when he comes with the mentality that I belong somewhere else, it's not that I'm controlling myself. If I have a shayla of steak and pizza, I want steak. I'm a guy that's steak. I'm top of the line. I don't belong down there. I have a different world. But olam she'eino shelcha, it's not my world. I don't belong there. It's past finished. I'm going to be embarrassed from it in a year's time. 120, I'm going to be a rima v'seleya. This is what it's all about. That is a mahalach, says Shimon HaTzadik. This was nischadish them, a new mahalach in Avedas Hashem. It's not talking about controlling. When the yeshiva bachur goes in the street and he holds himself, I was zeicha to learn Torah. I'm zeicha to be a ben melech. It's pas minisht. Those nishanis don't happen. Because I'm in a different world. I'm a ben melech. Zon and Rebbe always used to say, there's a pasuk that says, Musa Hashem, b'ni al timosu. What's the Musa Hashem, b'ni, my son, al timosu? Don't make yourself mias. Don't get disgusted with averus. What does the pasuk mean? Says the Slana Ma'amoridik about Musa Hashem, what's the Musa that Rabbi Shalom gives you? Bani, you're my son. Once you know you're my son, I'll timosu. Automatically, you're not going to go down that road. Cold man, I don't have that self-pride that I'm a ben melech. I might control myself, I might not control myself, I might this, I might that. I'll be sitting on a spring all my life. I'll be taking off every third time. Sometimes I'll win, sometimes I'll lose. Or when it's past finished to gain dom, when it's past finished to be there, when I hold myself, it's a olam she'eino shelcha. That world doesn't belong to me. I don't belong in that world. When I don't belong in that world, it's much easier to keep away from it. I'm a ben melech. I'm sitting on the chariot. I want to play ball with those losers over there, because I might get dirty. I'm a melech. A melech spielt nicht. A melech doesn't play with those people. He has no shaykhs to it. He's in a different league. When I hold myself in a different league, the whole nisyonus is a whole different nisyon. This was the chiddush of the Gemara. Just to go one step further. All of us go through what we call, we always have those minutes of reality, or those minutes of suddenly a flash goes through us and we feel, we see the emes, but we can't control it. What happened to the nozir? The nozir turned around and said, he's looking in the mirror, he sees the water, he's getting dressed, the jeans look just great, the hair looks right in place, everything's in place. And he suddenly chapped, he had a minute, like we call a reality check. Why are you being a balgaiver about the world that doesn't belong to you? Or you don't belong there? Sheina shulcha, it's not yours. You don't belong there. It was a flash that went through him, and he suddenly saw the clarity of what life's all about. But Misha Asid Liya is Rima Vaseleya. What's going to become of the body? Garnished. Nothing. This can't be the tachlis of the world. It can't be that the Ribbono Shel'olam put me in this world the way I look, and that's what I'm supposed to do. It's a minute of clarity. It's ba'olam she'ein shalcha, it's not shayach. The only difference what happened to the nozir and what happened to everybody else is the nozir, on the moment of clarity, the moment when emes hit him in the face, he did something about it. On that, Shimon HaTzadik gave him a kiss. Halavai, everybody should be like you. When you get that historis of tshuva, when you get that minute of clarity, when you see the full picture, and we all have these flashes every so often. We can have the flash in a hospital when we look at a baby. We can have the flash from somebody telling us something this. We can always have a different flash of emes in our face. And it suddenly hits you in the face, that's ba'olam she'eino shelcha. This world is not hefka. It's a world that I don't belong to. It's a world full of nisyonos, she'eino shelcha. It's not me. The shaila is, what do we do? Do I suddenly make up my mind, b'shas the hisayrus, and I chap this moment of emes, and I use it? Or do I let it go by? Do I let it go by? Rabbi Yerucham says, life is like a train. It doesn't stop. If you jump on at the station, you're on the moving train. If you miss it, you missed your chance. The Ribbono Shel Olam sends out every so often flashes. Sometimes he pushes them away. Sometimes we get depressed from the flashes. The emes is so clear in my mind, in my face, and I see Yad Hashem, I can't deal with it. Or do I turn around and say, wow, the Ribbono Shel Olam sent me such a simon? Let me chap this moment where there's a Moedik HaSiyata Dishmaya, and let me move on with it. The Torah calls you a Kaddish. Rabbeinu Yoni says you're a Baal Tshuva, Vayelcho Vayasu. All the mitzvahs that you intend to do, it's kinu you did it. Because you're in a different world. You taka a holding there. Because you put yourself in a different league. Kabbalah Satorah, which for all those who don't know might be in about 2 weeks, was the Ribbono Shel Olam coming down on Har Sinai and showing you in a minute a flash of the reality of what life's all about.
That was Kabbalah Satayra.
Because if you think about it, the Torah that we got on Har Sinai is not the Torah that we're learning. That Torah got broken. We got Kabbalah Satayra, the Torah that we're learning, the Torah Shebekhtav and Torah Shebapeh came down Yom Kippur. In fact, the Torah that we learn, we have to learn by Amelis because of the Luchas that were Nishbaru. So why are we, Be'etzim, we should have Kabbalah Satayra on Yom Kippur, not on Shavuos. Shavuos has nothing to do with us. It's not the Torah that we're learning on Shavuos that we got. We got the Torah, Luchas Hashniyos. And it was a different type of Torah. It was a Torah that we had to sweat over. It was a Torah that we might forget. It's a whole different Torah. So what are we celebrating on Shavuos? The Torah says, the Kabbalah's HaTorah is what we call, the Ribbono Shel Olam came down on Har Sinai, opened up all the Shemayim. He came down, you saw Eish, Vayishmu, Vayiru. They saw things that they'd never seen. Anoich Hashem Elokech, they heard Koel Hashem. They saw Koel Hashem. Things that doesn't make sense in Derech HaTeva. Doesn't make sense. Is what we call, it was a flash of the real Emes. And it, once it's over, now go ahead and live with it. And that's what we're living with, Ada Yom Hazeh. And Ada Yom Hazeh, Baskel Yetzis Mehar Chayrav. There's always a Baskel that goes out. Shuvu Bonim, do Tshuva. The Baal Shem used to say, every hero tshuva that we have is because of that baskel that goes out. We don't hear it, but sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam lets us hear it in a different way. But it's all from that baskel Yetzis Mehar Chayrav. It's all going out from Har Sinai. The flash of Emes, the reality of what life is, of what we're here for. That's Shavuos. That's Har Sinai. That's Matan Torah. Where everybody saw, Ein Odom Levadoi. There's nothing else except the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing works. The world came to a standstill. And if it wouldn't be for the eagle, we got to the Madrega of Koidim Achet, before the Chet of Odom Arishon. We went back to that Madrega. We'd have gone straight into Eretz Yisrael, and we wouldn't have to suffer thousands of years of Golos. We already came to our Tikkun. It would have been Mashiach. Everything would have been beautiful. What happened? It was the flash of reality. We saw the Ribbono Shel Olam Ein Odom Levadoi. That's what Shavuos is all about. That's where we get our Siyata Dishmaya. How much we prepare ourselves and how much we're willing to apply ourselves when we get that flash, when we get that the emesdika look, the reality of life, the inspiration, and we use it the toivo. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, you're in a different league. I'll give you Siyata Dishmaya. Has nothing to forget about what was before. That was somebody else. That was the Olam She'ein of Shulchan. That was the Olam that you weren't in. It doesn't belong to you. You weren't part of that. That wasn't my society. I didn't belong to that culture. It's foreign to me. When I come to that realization of Olam She'ein of Shulchan, says Shimon HaTzadik, that's the Kodesh that the Torah is talking about. That's the emes of Baal Tshuva. That's the emes of Kabbalah's Il Malchus Shemayim. It's not all about, I've got to control myself, I can, I can't. I'm going there, I belong there, but I put in the first Seder. I'm all over the place. No, we're talking about a whole different mentality. This is a new Mahalach. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us on the Har Sinai. See the reality of life. Suddenly understand Olamcha She'eino Shelcha. We're not here forever. There's going to be a din v'cheshbon. There's going to be rima v'seleya. The body that you want so much hanor for is going to be rima v'seleya. It can't be this is it. It can't be that the Ribbono Shel Olam put us in the world that the fun out there is what's going to make us into being happy. Doesn't make sense. It's olam she'eino shelcha. It's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. You're not part of that. When I understand that and I get that flash, and I see that he's soilerous. And I utilize that moment, and we all have moments. Don't push it away. Adarabba. The hachana to Kabbalah Satayra is a hachana. Let the Ribbono Shel Olam give me those moments. Those moments of reality, those moments of emes. The inspiration of emes being pushed in my face so clearly that you couldn't think differently. Use it, utilize it. Put yourself in a different world. Olam chosheinu shelcha, I don't belong there. I'm a yid. I'm shayach to a different, I'm an am segula. What did Ribbono Shel Olam tell us before Matan Torah? One tonight. Tell Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael. Goy Kodesh. Am segula. Liyos li am segula. Your chosen nation, your special nation, your princely nation. That is the Tanai. That is the condition before Matan Torah. When we go towards Matan Torah, we are different. If we're in a different world, Olam Hashem Shalcha, Goy Kodesh. We're a different nation. We're Goy Kodesh. We're holy people. When you appreciate who you are, your own self-esteem, your own self-worth, Elach Atzmoy, then it's much easier. Then Avodas Hashem becomes much easier. It's a whole different thing. I'm not controlling myself. I'm not fighting it. The Kabbalas HaTorah becomes a different Kabbalas HaTorah. It's a way of life that I'm different. If you take a look in the Rambam, wherever he talks about Yisrael Asher B'cho Espoy, Rabbi Yishlam says, this is Klal Yisrael that I'm so proud of. This is who I show off to. This is something that I look up to. What's the grace of halacha that the Rambam says? He talks about how we eat, how we speak, where we how we behave, how we walk in the street. The Rambam doesn't talk about hasmoda, how many hours a day I learnt. And on that, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Yisrael Hashem B'cho Espoy. Because that's where it starts and finishes. It doesn't work when you're in both worlds. When you're in a olam she'eino shelcha and you're in the world of Torah, it doesn't go together. The Ribbono Shel Olam says Yisrael Hashem B'cho Espoy on somebody who, when you look at him and the way he behaves and the way he talks and the way he eats, is a hanhoga, is a behavior of a ben melech. Oh, that's my Klal Yisrael. This is what I meant before Matan Torah. Goy Kodesh. Lias Am Segula, princely nation. But you can't walk into Kabbalah's HaTorah when my anhoga, my mentality, my dibu is a dibu from that world, from the Olam She'eino Shelcha, where you don't really belong to. And you know it yourself, that I don't belong there. I want to be part of that culture. I'm fighting it. Don't fight it. You're different. There's nothing to fight. When we will chat, those minutes of inspiration, or those minutes that the Ribbono Shel Olam sends us, the baskel, and everybody gets this baskel every so often. There's a baskel and it hits you in the face. And you see the emes in front of you, but it's 1 minute. If I catch the train there, then it'll be taka akimu v'kiblu. Then it'll taka be a emes a kabbalah. Chazal tell us that the beginning is going to be hard. I promise you that the end it'll be sweet. What's hard, what's sweet? Torah is going to be sweet. Torah you got to sweat about. It's going to be sweet because this is who I am. This is where I belong. This is part of me. This is what it is, that when the emes hits you in the face, there's nothing sweet out there. This is what it is, this is where I belong, this is where my neshama belongs to. That's an olam she'eino shelcha. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the seichel, the siyata dishmaya. And we've got to utilize, you've got 2 weeks to Kabbalah HaTorah. And then there's then there's the Maisa Egel for 2 months. History repeats itself. A week or two after Kabbalah Satara, there's the Maisa Egel. We go back, and we've forgotten about the whole Kabbalah. It doesn't exist. Shchodesh El, I come back, and I start cleaning up the mess. And it doesn't have to be a big mess. But one thing we always have to know, when you're going out there after a Kabbalah Satara, or towards a Kabbalah Satara, one thing you got to remember, it's a Lomcho She'ina Shulcho. We're in a different world.